Sagt der Mishnah Daf Chavova mit Beis on the top. Tomid Korev Betisha. Ba'asoro, ba'achadosor, b'shneimosor. The Korban Tomid is brought either with 9 Kohanim. Now we're discussing the 9 Kohanim that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah on Daf Chav Hei. We said from the Heloches Evorim and the Kevesh onward, there were 9. There were 4 before that. Mishoychet, Mizoyrek, Mimedashin, Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mimedash Samanera. That was the Pais HaSheni. That was 4. And then we said 4 plus 9 is 13. What were the 9? The 9 were to be Maila Devon LeKevesh. The Rosh and the Regel was 1. The Shtei Adayim was 2. The Ukets were 3. The Regel, the Chod Regero, Shtei Tfanois, Kibayim, Soilis, Chavitin, Yayin. Those are the 13. Altogether, but those are the 9 from the bringing up from the Kevesh and onward is 9. Now, besides the bringing up the Evarim, there's also the Soilus, the Chavitin, the Yayin, and the Kibayim. So that's what we're saying. A regular Talmud is Kore Betisha, Zokt Rashi, Mishas Halachas Avarim Ve'elach, Kachoshi. We're counting from the Halachas Avarim Ve'elach. Of course, you can count earlier, there will be more. But from the Halachas Avarim Ve'elach, it's 9. It's 9 Taka. That's in a case, a regular case. However, ba'asora, we'll see soon in the Gemara, when is it 10? Amol, it's 10. Ba'achadasor, sometimes it's 11. Bishneimasor, sometimes it's 12. But loy pochos v'loy yoses, never less than 9, and never more than 12. Ketzad, oh, the Mishnah explains. Ketzad, atzmoy betisha. Atzmoy means be'etzim on every single day. Zogdrashi, atzmoy b'chol yoyim betisha. What does it mean, 9? Chamisha le'evorim, like we described in the Mishnah Chof Hei, ve'echel le'kebayim, ve'echel le'sodes, ve'echel le'chavid, ve'echel le'yayin. Now, this is Kriya B'loza ben Yankiv. V'ho Kriya B'loza ben Yankiv, the less le'chad la'halos mi'kevesh le'mizbeach. Kung to B'loza ben Yankiv, there was another pious, another coin brought it from the ram, from the kevesh, to the mizbeach. So this is like Rabbi Loza ben Yankiv, I'm sorry, that doesn't hold that there's another person. Rabbi Loza ben Yankiv says the one that was zoicha to the kevesh is the one that's zoicha from the kevesh to the mizbeach. V'hok Rabbi Loza ben Yankiv, this like Rabbi Loza ben Yankiv, the less lechad lahalos mikevesh to mizbeach. So la'olam it's taka 9. On a stam day it's 9. The 5 evorim, 5 for the evorim, 1 for the kevayim, 1 soilus, chavitin, and yayin. And like Rabbi Loza ben Yankiv, there is not an additional one for the kevesh to the mizbeach. Now, we're not talking about the mayim because that's only on Sukkos, and that's what the Mishnah continues. Bechag, when you also have Sukkos, so then you have to have one for the yayin and one for the mayim. So there's an additional one. Bechag biyad echad sluchis al mayim harei kan asora. I mean, besides the yayin that we enumerated for every tomid, there's also the nisach hamayim, which takes place on Sukkos. So Mela, it is 10. That's Zechat Timtza. That it's 10 from when? From Eloch HaZevorim Be'elach, obviously. So Arekan HaSorah. Beina HaBayim. Now, there's an additional thing that takes place on the regular weekday. There's a Tomet Shal Shachar and a Tomet Shal Beina HaBayim. But Tomet Shal Beina HaBayim, you take the 9 and you add another 2. What's the additional 2? Ba'chadosor. Why? Hu Atzmai B'tisha. The regular 9 that takes place on the regular Tomet Shal Shachar. But then there's another 2 ushnayim biyodam shnei gizrei etzim. 2 additional kahanim, each one carrying 1 log, the 2 gizrei etzim. Zogt Rashi, bein ha'abayim shebechol yoyim shnayim biyodam shnei gizrei etzim. Now this is in addition lehoisiv al atzi amarocha lehaibois. Ugmol yalaf lo mikroshe bein ha'abayim tzochet tomet shnei gzorin b'shnei kahanim. This is what takes place bein ha'abayim. Avo b'shachis loiboyi sidu shnei gzorin. But in the morning, you do not need 2 gzorim, additional 2 kahanim. Ela b'koyin echod. On a regular morning, and it's only 1 koyin. Dichsev ubiro le'a koyin. So Mela, it's not going to be something that you have by shachris, but rather, by shachris, we learn out in the pasuk, and we learn out, it's stated in pasuk, ubiro le'a koyin is only 1. But kapon ben arbaim, it's 2.
What do we count 10 b'shachris?
Oh. We'll see the Gemara. You're asking L'chor, there's 1, we're not counting the regular Shachris, the B'alakoyin.
So the
Oh, so very good. He's saying that the Rishonim says Trumas Hadeshim wasn't counted either. Many things were encountered before the Halachas of Avraham. So the one that's Meirim, he says, is the one that did that 1/8, the Bi'al Le'akoyen. So Meirim, it's not part of the calculation of the morning. So the Rishonim over here, Afanot. Which did by Maskel?
That were involved in the
time. Shtellers. We started off the mission like that. Rashi, the top. Rashi, the beginning of the Rashi. Mishas halachas evogim.
Oh.
Okay. It's a long one, so I can't find it right now. Ah. Haiton is sova bezichin koidman mesofin. Where? Ah. Shnai biyodim shnei kizay eitzim. Ava shashach is loiko choshiv shein oyu bepaisa shal koiras agever am trubes adeshen. Kira morgen el mishas zoche betrubes adeshen. Very good. Zogt Mishnah weiter. So now we're holding by Ben Abayim. It's 11. It's 11 because it's an additional 209. Who asked for Betisha v'shnayim b'yodim shteikas eitzim? B'Shabbos. Now on Shabbos it's also 11, but for a different cheshbon. Because on Shabbos you have the lechem upon him. You have to have two bezichel levoina. So b'Shabbos be'achadasor. Who asked for Betisha v'shnayim b'yodim shnei bezichel levoina shalechem upon him? And then you have to have two. That's another two that makes it 11, that each one carry the bezichei levoin of the lechem upon him. Now, there's another echetimtze of 12. U'beshabesh betoich hachag, if you have Shabbos and Sukkot coinciding together, biyad achas luchas shel mayim, you have the additional 12. It's 12 because the 11 that we just counted on Shabbos, the two bezichei levoin plus the 9, you also have the nisach mayim. So you always have to have the mayim on chag, so mele it comes out being 12. Zog de Gemara, Omer Reb Abba, Viteimo, Romi Bayi Chomi, Viteimo Reb Yoichanon, Ein Menaschin Mayim Bechag, Ela Betomet Shal Shachar. We're discussing now Nisach HaMayim, on Sukkos. And we said that on Shabbos and Sukkos, it's 12, and on Chag itself, we said that it's on Chag itself, we said it's Asorah, because you have the Nisach HaMayim. This only takes place by Shachris. Ein Menasach HaMayim B'chag, Ela B'tomet Shal Shachar. Not in Bein Arba'ayim. Zog Demo, what's the Raya? Mimai, Midiktoni Uve Shabbos Shabbatech HaChag. B'yad Achas Luch HaShamayim. What did we say? We said Shabbos Shabbatech HaChag, that's Dech HaTimtza. That it's 12, because you have an additional Tzluch HaShamayim. V'i Yisalkadach B'tomet Shal Bein Arba'ayim Menaschin. If you're going to tell me that even in Tomat Sheben Abayim you're Menaseich, so Ebezoi, B'chol Namish Kachaslo. You got to 12, Le'pachs V'lo Yoyse. How did you get to the number 12? We got to the number 12 because by Sukkos, on Shabbos, you have an additional Mayim. Well, if you hold that you're Menaseich, if you're Menaseich, Menaseich HaMayim in Ben Abayim also, Ben Abayim, the Mishnah said in the Chol, you have the Cheshmen of 11. Because Ben Abayim, you have the two Gizrei Eitzim. So you're holding by 11. You're starting off at 11. So if you also do the Nisach HaMayim in the weekday on Chag, so then you have 12 right over there. You have the regular, what's it called? Ben Abayim, which you, every Ben Abayim you have 11, because you have the two Gizri Eitzim that you don't have in the Shachar. We said a Bi'ala Akoyin, it's part of the Tumas Adeshan, but the point is you don't have the regular, you have the two Gizri Eitzim, two additional Ganim, so it's 11. So if you're also Menaseich HaMayim in the weekday in the Chag, Ben Arba'ayim, then you're Tshayach in the weekday. You don't have to come out to Shabbos to get to 12. You can have in a weekday 12. How? The Chag, the Ben Arba'ayim, I mean, that we said you have 11 in the Mishnah, just add one more if it's in a weekday. So if the Gemara, V'yisak adat, V'tom Shem Ben Arba'ayim, Menaseich B'chol Namish Kachas Lo. Now Rashi says it's clear. Zok Rashi mimai midiktoni b'Shabbos michlal d'shayim ois achag loy motzo sheyito in shteim. Also, we didn't find the number 12. V'yamot af ben abayim menaschin mayim b'chol. If you tell me you're menaschin mayim in the weekday, when shall call your mois achag in the weekday in the afternoon? So mishkach la yud beis ben abayim atzmoi b'tisho ben abayim. We said is 9. V'shtayim b'yodesh tegzirim is 11. V'echav b'yodesh tzuch shamayim. So you can get to the number 12 without coming to Shabbos b'tuch achag. You can come on to a regular weekday b'tuch achag in the ben abayim. So it's a raya that nisuch hamayim only took place in Shachris and not ben abayim. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rav Ashi. Af ano nami tanino. We learned similarly that the Nisach HaMayim is only by Shachas and not Ben Habayim. Favos state in Sukkah, in the Brais in Sukkah, Tafim Ches, Ule Menasech Oymeloi Hagbe Yodecho. The one that does Nisach HaMayim, we wanted to make sure that he does it correctly, not like the Tzdukim. The Tzdukim did not believe in Nisach HaMayim. So what did they do? They didn't pour it over the Mizbeach in the Kli, which had pores and holes in there, that it went on the Mizbeach. They poured it fakely, and it went onto the floor, onto their own feet. So what they made sure to tell them in Nasech, Menasech Oymeloi, Hag v'yodecho, lift your hands to make sure that you're doing it correctly. So it goes into the Tzluchis, the Sefel of Kesef that was over the Mizbeach. Hag v'yodecho, Shepamachas Nisech al Gabi Hag, there was a person that was Menasech on his feet, and he wasn't Menasech on the Kli. And they stoned him with their esroigim, with the pitims. They stoned him. Now, I mean, they threw esroigim at him. So what do we see from here? When do you carry a lulav and esrog? By Shachas. By Shachas you carry a lulav and esrog. So we see clearly that the Nisach HaMayim took place by Shachas. Because why, Rashi explains, why would it be relevant to tell me how they stoned him? What's in the gate to tell me they did it with an esrog? To tell me that the Nisach HaMayim took place by Shachas, because that's when you have the lulav and esrog, because that's when you say halal, that's when you have daven Shachas, that's when you have esrogein b'yadein, to tell me this din. Zogt Rashi, ulam nasach HaMayim oim lahag b'yadecho v'nira shetara atzuches l'tech sefer shal ketzat shalom izbeach shunokuv k'min choytem dak shayayin mekalech v'yoytze boi v'hu anisuch, just like Nisach HaYayin, it goes through that utensil, so to Nisach HaMayim, Shepamachas Nisra Raglov Le Ilva Tzluchas Atecha Sefer V'Shof Kamayim Raglov Fisho Yatzluki Ve'ein Amoyed Ben Nisra Mayim. And what happened? They stoned him Besregeyen Loma Li Lemisti Besregeyen. What does it come to tell me this din? That it was Esregeyim, that's Tama Maise Shoyo. What's the relevant how? Im Loi Bolo Lamdeinu Shen Nisra Kamayim Ein Ela B'Shach Tilas Lulav. It must be to tell me that Nisra Kamayim is only B'Shachas. In a roundabout way, we're teaching you this halacha. Now, a few Shark HaOris over here. Number one, the Tais Shonim asks as follows. In the Dibra Maschil, Ugminu HaOm Ba'Sugein, Almo HaNitzuch B'Tomet Shashachar. With famous Gemara, we know that Anshi Yerushalayim carried Esrogein B'Yedein the whole day. So what's the right? This was Shachris. Maybe this was Ben Abayim. Zog the Tais Shonim, Almo HaNitzuch B'Tomet Shashachar. Ve'afo Pish Anshi Yerushalayim HaNoitin Kol HaYom Esrogein B'Yedein. Mistoma lohoyu ba'azora b'shoshetomet sheben abayim korev shlohoyu zeman tvila. So he's saying as follows. Yes, they carried their sure game the whole day, Anshi Yerushalayim. But why would they be in the Azora? They're only in the Azora by the zman of the tvila. They're not stam. We said the other night, the Blaib says, you can't just go to the, no head to go to the Azora. The only head to go to the Azora is only when you do an avoida, a sherus. So, and Sherus is Bamida, some exceptions. But the point is that you have to go to Azor for a reason. So, if it's not Zman Tfilah, why would they be there? So, yes, they carried this again, B'Yedein, but that's not in the Azor. So, the fact that it was thrown must be it wasn't the Anshi Yerushalayim, because they, meaning in the afternoon, because they make Nechtesa, they were there in the afternoon. That's how the Tais Shonim answers. What do you say? Why was no one there? There was Tomet Sheben Abayim. They did the Kakrovas Tomacha Ben Abayim. They didn't throw it in the afternoon. We're saying now it took place in the morning. The Raya was in the morning because, and it wasn't Anshi Yerushalayim because the Anshi Yerushalayim weren't there. But those that were Makiv, of course they were there. The Kasha was maybe Mechtesa. Rashi says the Raya, the Shpar, that it's Shachris is because Esroigim. Esroigim is Shachris. Frankly, it's shown him, what do you mean? Esroigim could be Ben Abayim too. Anshi Yerushalayim. Terrence says they weren't there then. So it wasn't them. The another teretz, and I saw afterwards the Rishash answers this, that you can say poshut. Over here it says, the rogmu kola om besagain. Anshi Yerushalayim u'yechidim. It says Anshi Yerushalayim, not everyone. The tzadikim, the pushim. They were the ones that had it. But it says the loss of kola om is mashma the hoi poloi, the regular am also had it. So mail it's not referring to the Anshi Yerushalayim, but rather referring to Shachris. Now the Ritva has a different kasha. The Ritva says, once we're saying that they were roigim then esrogeim, and Rashi says that's the raya that it's talking about Shachris, because why else would it be tell me esrogeim? Esrogeim must be to tell me that it took place shachris the nizchamayim. No, maybe the chiddush is that you're allowed to be throw an esrog, even though it's a kevet shal mitzvah. You can't just throw a siddur. You can't throw an esrog. So you can throw an esrog because it's over here. It's not called the bizoyin mitzvah because you want to stop at tzduki from doing what he's doing. And maybe that's the chiddush. Rashi says the reason why it says the shogayin is only to tell me. Must be it's so much a shachar. Maybe it's to tell me that it's not a bizoyin mitzvah. You're allowed to use a mitzvah, a dvar mitzvah, a chevetz mitzvah, in order to throw it out in a tzuki. Zokter mitzva, for that you don't need to tell me. That's poshet. Because he's a tzuki avada, you're allowed to throw an esrog. It's a kiddush Hashem. Then you don't need to tell me this. So that would not be chiddush. So must be the vart is legabe shachris. Now this is negeya. The chashuki chemet, different poiskim bizman hazeh that try to shtel tzu halacha lemaisa. What's it relevant to? If let's say a person takes a tzitzis and he wakes up, he brings down a shaila, and you wake up your kid to get up for shachis to make zman kriyashma, and you take a tzitzis and you put it in his ear. So are you utilizing a chevet shel mitzvah for something which is it's not tzedukim, obviously, but the point is you're not utilizing it's time for bizoyin. Maybe it's a bizoyin. So Rabbanim, this is what he discusses. It will be play a role. He says it's a poshet when you're doing a kiddush Hashem that you're allowed to use it via mitzvah. The question is, with this practical scenario, would that fall into that category or not? So the Gemara Shmami know that the tomid shall shachar is when the women ask maim and not tomid shall ben abayim because of esrogein. Zog mo tanya rab shem ben yoichi oimer. Minayin le tomet shben abayim shetone shnei gizri eitzim b'shnei kahanim. We said the tomet shben abayim has two gizri eitzim b'tu kahanim. Shenemar. V'orchu eitzim. It says in the posuk, v'orchu eitzim. Oh, that's a lashon rabim. V'orchu eitzim. So you need two. Im eini in le tomet shashachar, this posuk is now referring to tomet shashachar. Why? Dichsib, because it says already, ubir olea koyein, it says singular, eitzim baboika baboika. So it must be that this posik of Orch who ate him, Loshen Rabim, is going on Tomet Shabin Abayim, that you have two kids, he ate him, two kahanim. What's the raya? Maybe both psukim are talking about Tomet Shashachar. V'om Rachman and the Torah is telling us, Ovid, V'hoda Ovid, that means first one kohen does it, Ubiel, and then V'hoda Ovid, and then two kahanim do it. Loshen Orchu. Mechatez is Tomet Shabin Abayim. Let Tomet Shashachar have a production of one and then another two. They bring two. Imkei Nemekro Ubir Ubir. So why does the Torah say in a Loshen like this, let it say Ubir Ubir. Let it say twice Ubir. To know that it's two productions that take place by Shachris. Zog Demore, Ikos Rachman Ubir, have a mina chad in Treloi. If it says Ubir, I would say it's one and not two. Komash Malon, that know that it doesn't say Ubir Ubir. So zok the Gemara v'navit chad. So in chamis, that's not a kasher b'zoy. That it's both going on oved v'hoda oved. Because otherwise, it should say ubir ubir. So the Gemara says matcha. No, if we say ubir, have a mina chad in treloi komash melon. Maybe it's coming to tell me the navit chad v'navit trei. And it can't. Don't tell me it should say ubir ubir because ubir ubir would connote would be mashma 1-1. So maybe it's coming to tell me the Navet Chad and Navet Rei that it all should be take place by Tomet Shel Shachar. And don't tell me it should say Ubir Ubir because that would mash my one. Gemara is going to go to that in a second. Right now the Gemara's kasha, not from Shina Loshen. Right now the Gemara's kasha is let it say Ubir Ubir, but then it can't say Ubir Ubir because that would mash my one. So maybe Lo Olam it's Navet Chad and Navet Rei. Zok to Gemara Imke Neimikro Ubir Ubiru. So if it's Taka Chad and Trei by Tomet Shel Shachar, let it say Ubir Ubiru. Inami v'orach v'orchu. Why does it switch the loshen? A different shirish. My ubir v'orchu. Why does it say ubir v'orchu? Must be it's not going on shachis. If it's going on shachis, it could have said ubir ubiru, one and then two. Or v'orach v'orchu. Why does it say ubir v'orchu reshina loshen? Shmami no, could have come rinon. That one is going on shachis, ubir, and v'orchu is going on bein arbayim, that you have two gizi eitzim, two kahanim. Zog digomoga, toni rabchia, pious. Pa'omim yud gimel. That means, before we said we counted nine in the Mishnah, Mishas aloch zavon ve'elach. But what if you count from the Mishnah and Avchavei, from Shoichet, Mizorek, Mimedashin, as a Mizbeach, Mimedashin, Aminoira, then it's Taka 13. So Zog Dimora, Tonek Abchia, Pa'ayas, Pa'omim yud gimel. Like we said, if you count from the Shoichet and onward. Pa'omim yud dalad. It's 14 by the Chag. But the chag, you have an additional nischamayim. That mishnah of 13 doesn't count mayim. It counts yayin. It's not talking about chag. But pomi, it's taki yudalad, which would mean 10 if you count from 9 and onward. It's taki yudalad. Pomim tezvov. Tezvov, we said on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have the shnu tu bezichei levoina. So it's taki, we said it before, it's 11. So now it's taka 15. And pomim tezayin. If Shabbos chag falls out in Sukkot, it's taka tezayin, like we said. Because on Shabbos and on Sukkot, then you also have the chag plus the shnei bezichei levoina. So that makes it 16. Zog di gemara v'tanya yud zayin. We learned the price is 17, which is like saying 13 on the cheshmer before. Zog di gemara hahi de loik Reb Elazar ben Yankov. Rashi started off the sugya that the Tana and the Mishnah holds like Reb Elazar ben Yankov. That means there wasn't an additional coin from the kevesh of the mizbeach. When it says 17, it's like saying 13. That's not like Reb Elazar ben Yankov. Elik Reb Yehuda that says that there wasn't another coin for the machta with the Torahs, but there was another coin for the pious to take up. From where? From the kevesh to the mizbeach. So we see clearly it was a machlokes we showed him we had before. Is it one person from the kevesh to the mizbeach, or is it all six that had it to the kevesh? They bring it to the mizbeach. Here it's mashma. It's one more. We're saying it's 17. We're not saying it's 20 plus. We're saying it's 17. So it's mashma one that takes it from the kevesh mizbeach. That's like Reb Yehuda and Alek Reb Elazar ben Yankov. Let's see the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Oh. Ayel korev b'chadasar. The ayel had 11, not 9. Had 11. Habosar, how do you get to 11? Habosar is b'chomish, like we said by the Tomit. The bosar is 5. Hakevayim v'has. Now, what are the additional to get it to 11? Zog the Gemara, ha-kebayim va-soilis, va-hayayin. Three different things. Kebayim, soilis, and yayin. It's, you need two for each. Bishnayim, shnayim. Now, there was no chavitin over here, but there was kebayim, soilis, and yayin. That's 2, 4, 6. 6 plus 5 is 11. Par, kore be'esrim va-arba. Par is 24. Very large, a par. Why do you have 24? Ha-roish va-regel. That's number one, the roish and the regel. V'aroish be'echod v'aregel b'shnayim. So that's roish v'aregel go together. Roish is one, regel is two. That's three. Ha'ukitz v'aregel. How do you get that? Ha'ukitz b'shnayim v'aregel b'shnayim. So that's another four. So that's seven. Ha'choze v'aregel. Ha'choze be'echod v'aregel b'shloisha. Shtei yodayim b'shnayim. U'shtei tfanis b'shnayim. V'akirbayim v'asolis v'ayayin b'shloisha shloisha. Each one three for kirbayim, solis, and yayin. That's another nine. So this comes out to 24. Zok demor b'medvo ma'murim. Now, Tosef, by the way, says, koshali, d'ochel l'choshev lo'kedech hilucho lo'kedech nituchoy. We had before machloikas, five machloikas, is it hilucho, is it nituchoy, or derech hiluyov, v'lo'kedech hafshetoy, v'eni de'ez is seyre tofas lo'y. V'nir li mishum ni meboyle, l'misi ha'roish v'agel b'reisha, k'tonibu ha'regel b'shnayim. So nokanami ha'regel sh'smol b'shnayim. V'k'toni ukat Tosef makes a cheshbon, how we follow this order. Let's finish the last line in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. This whole din is where b'korbanos tzibur by korban tzibur, aval b'korban yochid im rotzo lahakiv makiv by korban yochid zok Rashi yochid is akol b'loy pais a korban yochid you don't need a pais for hefshet of nituchin shel elu ve'elu shovin the hefshet and nituch of a tzibur and a yochid a shovin that means that's kosher bizarre. The Gemara is going to explain it that way, but the point is Rashi saying a big aside and Achronim are very busy with this Rashi. Zok Rashi im rotzo lahakiv Koyen yochid es akol b'loy pious. He doesn't need a pious. So frekend achronim. Number one, Rashi in the base on the base says behedya that yochid bone dover boy pious. Rashi says clearly on the base on the base. Rashi dibra amaschil mi adinon hey misrami haloy ayde pious or you open kamin lekamon ochi gasinon. Is either pious? We're talking about a korban yochid over there. So we see that a yochid is bov pious. I think it's a noted beauty in the hagoyis of the Magid Landau. So he answers the teretz as follows. He says a yochid can choose without a pious which coin is going to bring it for him. The yochid is Yisrael. He can choose. I want this coin to do the avoda for me. So you don't need a pious. If he doesn't choose, he just delivers and he doesn't choose, so then it's takai de pious. Because be'etzim the toisuntim has a kasha. How could it be without a pious? Fakir, the whole reason of pious is also lintuye. Why would it not be a lintuye over here? They're going to fight. The same problem of breaking legs could happen over here. They all want to bring the korban yochid. So why shouldn't it be a lintuye? But the Nerebuta Taka answers, it depends. When he picks someone, there's no lintuye. He's a yochid, he picked who to do it. And then Taka doesn't need a pious. Masha Enke, when he doesn't pick, because of the chashash lintuye, there's Taka a pious. We don't say stam kolakonim zocha. All right, we'll stop over here by the Gemara.